Legislative leaders say they are working together and are close to a budget agreement after a blow-up that left the state Senate and Assembly leaders negotiating separately with Governor Andrew Cuomo. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The legislative leaders, following a two-hour closed-door meeting with Governor Cuomo, seemed in high spirits. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos gave his oftentimes rival, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a hug.
Look how much I love Shelley.
We're moving.
The mood was in contrast to the previous meeting, where Senate leader Skelos stormed out, claiming he was annoyed and frustrated by what he called another branch of government. Speaker Silver jokingly explained that away.
He was talking about the judiciary the other day as the other branch of government.
As often happens when the top lawmakers are close to forging a deal, they offered few details, other than to say they're working on coming up with additional money to fund pre-kindergarten and other school aid. Speaker Silver and Senate co-leader Jeff Klein were asked if they were still advocating for different amounts of money to finance universal access to pre-K. The Senate added $450 million to the governor's plan to spend $100 million for the first year of a five-year phase-in plan.
We're moving in the right direction, and I think we're looking forward to having a fully funded universal pre-K program in the state of New York.
Governor Cuomo, speaking briefly to reporters after a visit to Syracuse later in the day, says while the exact figure has not yet been decided, he predicts there will be enough money to fund pre-K for any school district that wants it.
And then we'll find out how quickly the local governments can actually move. New York City has been very aggressive in saying they want to move quickly, and they think they would need about $300 million to bring it online quickly. We'll have the money available, but the actual result is going to be up to the local governments to see how quickly they could actually move.
Even items that were said to be previously off the table are apparently back on, including the DREAM Act, which would offer state-funded tuition aid for the children of undocumented immigrants. Senator Skelos has been an opponent of a state-funded DREAM Act. Nearly all of the Senate Republicans voted against the measure when it came up for a vote in the chamber earlier this month. Speaker Silver says there's been no decision yet, though, on whether the DREAM Act will be part of the budget. Another issue that the Senate GOP has not been in favor of in the past, publicly financed political campaigns, is also actively being discussed, Skelos and Silver say.
Everything's being discussed.
We all draw no lines in the sand.
The news that public financing of campaigns is still alive in budget talks heartened members of the Fair Elections Coalition. They've been pushing for the state to adopt a matching donor system already in place in New York City. Jessica Wisniewski is with Citizen Action.
That's a complete turnaround for the Senate Republicans who have said in the past they're 100% opposed. But Senator Skelos just walked out of those doors of the behind closed doors leaders meeting and said he was open to discussion on it.
She says it's now up to Governor Cuomo to make sure public financing ends up in the final budget. The legislative leaders also talked about Governor Cuomo's multi-step plan to freeze property taxes. But in a sign that an agreement has not been reached, Cuomo was in Syracuse to promote his plan, saying he needs average New Yorkers to lobby their lawmakers to sign on to his proposal.
I need the people to make their voice heard, because if they only talk to the legislators in Albany, it doesn't pass.
Cuomo says he's cautiously optimistic that his property tax freeze plan will become part of the final budget. The deadline is March 31st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.